Good morning. First of all, I want to start off by thanking Krista, Brian, David, Roxy. I don't know where Roxy is, but David always drives us and we don't die, so that's good.
You're welcome.
But just thank you for sleeping on the floor with us, because that was not very comfortable. But first of all, well, I loved just bonding with my youth group. It was a lot of fun. There were so many things that we did that was new that we had never done as a group. There was unity in Christ with our peers. There were so many just kids who loved God, and so we could all relate to something. And the worship was amazing to me, because music is a huge part of my life, so I loved that. The one thing that stood out to me the most, though, was the idea of brokenness, and that's kind of odd to some people to think about, because there was a missionary girl who was speaking at the conference through a video, and she said that we should go to the Lord with broken hearts and save those, like, because God will save us through broken hearts. That whole concept just really stood out to me. And there's a story that my parents actually reminded me of, about the shepherd breaking the legs of his sheep so that he could no longer run off. And this protected them for their own good. And then he would nurse them back to health so that they would come to love and trust the shepherd. And I loved that. And in Psalms 23, 1 through 3, if you'd like to open up your Bibles with me, you can do so. I'll give you a minute. I'm really nervous. I get all shaky, but it's for God. I'm speaking to him, so. Okay, so Psalms 23, 1 through 3 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." And that just really touched my heart, because the Lord is our shepherd and we are his sheep. And so I loved that. And the whole conference is just amazing. I found a song that I will learn, and my dad and I will hopefully come up here and sing for you guys, because it's been a while. But Broken Vessels by Hillsong, if you'd like to look it up. In it says, "All the pieces broken and scattered, in mercy gathered, mended and whole." And it's a beautiful song, and I'm looking forward to sharing it with you all. But thank you for allowing all of us to go. It was a lot of fun.
I don't like this talking in front of people thing. All right. So this conference, first of all, I went into it and I didn't even know it was a missions conference. I just kind of went into it. I was like, all right, I'm going to go to this conference, have some fun with my youth group, learn about God. And so we get there and I walk in and they have this big old sign and it says, "Just go." And I was like, all right, I just got here, but I guess I'll leave. I was like, what's this just go thing? And it turned out to be such a great experience for me. And like Juliana said, it was awesome for our youth group. Like, I think we really needed it, and we all got to bond together and learn about each other and really got to come together as a group, and it was a lot of fun. Brian got us together after a couple services, which, by the way, the services they would do one service, which was like an hour and a half long, then we'd get a 5-minute break, and we'd go right back to another service, which was also an hour and a half long. So, I mean, they could have spread that out a little bit more, but, I mean, anyways, so he brought us together after a couple of the services, and he asked us, what's the main thing you guys have gotten out of this so far? And I said, the main message I got was the excuses. The excuses that we make for ourselves when we're called to go on a mission. When God's will is there for us, but we still make excuses to do other things. And it hit me hard, because that's something that I struggle with. I make excuses of things that I don't want to do, things that I don't think I can do. But we can't let those get in the way of what God's will is for us. One more thing that hit me hard was they talked about people that live in other countries and live on other continents, and they said that there's people out there that have never heard the name of Jesus Christ. They've never even seen a Bible in person. And that bugged me. I kind of just sat on my heart. I was like, there's no way, like, that they've never seen a Bible, that they've never heard the name of Jesus Christ. And if that doesn't make someone want to go on a mission, I don't know what does. Because everybody deserves to have that chance to hear from God and get in His Word. Last thing, the conference inspired me a lot in many ways. But it showed me that if I am going to go on a mission, which I am very willing to do, that I need to take the time and expand my knowledge and really get to know my Savior on a deeper level, and that when the time comes, that I need to be able to present God's Word in a way that glorifies Him and that will hopefully help people out. And so I learned a lot, and I had a great time getting to know you guys, and I think the youth group has a really bright future with Brian as our leader, and Krista and Roxy, I thank you guys. It was awesome. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I think the coolest thing, because for me, I would love nothing more to go on every single mission trip that they presented. I'm one of those people, I thrive in those situations. The missions that I've done have been amazing, and if I could just do that, if God could just call me to do missions full time, Megan wouldn't be too happy, but I would love it. But that's what's really cool about being able to do youth ministry is, you know, God called four of these youth to do a specific mission. He called two of them to say, I'm ready, I'm going to be ready when you do call me, because I want to go, but none of these you're calling me to. And there's only eight people there. There's only eight of our youth there, and six out of eight have some heart, some sort of calling towards that ministry. So whenever they go, my preparation for them is like me going too. And that's, you know, for anyone who wants to, or just, you know, is thinking about helping out with any of these ministries, you know, you're not just investing in somebody, you're furthering God's Word somehow. Even if you plant something in one of the cubbies or one of the kids or one of the teenagers, and then they end up going to another country and sharing Jesus with somebody who's never heard of it, you get part of that, you know. And it's really, really cool. So that's the biggest thing God put on me, is I got you here to prep them, Ephesians 4:14, to equip them so that they can do the ministry. And so it's just a blessing that you guys let me minister to your teens, and all you middle schoolers, I got you next. So let me pray us out and just thank God for the blessings you've given us. Father, I want to thank you so much for this weekend. I want to thank you for the willing hearts of all the chaperones and supervisors, all the people that help out with the youth ministry for this church and its governing body, for their willingness to just let you reign in these teenagers' lives. I mostly thank you for the teenagers themselves, that they're willing to come up and give up an entire weekend for something that they don't even know anything about, God, to let you touch their heart. I pray that you would let this be the beginning, let this manifest into something much greater and much bigger. And of course, I thank you for your Son who made all this possible. In His name I pray. Amen.